Hustlers, Bruce from Printavo, Simple Shop Management Software. Today, we're talking about how to give really great customer support. Everybody talks about giving good customer support, but what does that really mean? I'm going to give you guys some things that we do here at Printavo that you guys can take and do at your print shop that are really easy to apply. All right, so the first thing here is you guys have to implement an inbox zero policy. Now, what does that mean? Well, Steve actually mentioned this in one of his previous videos from Campus Inc. that they do too. Essentially, at the end of the day, there should be no emails left in your inbox. So that general inbox, whether you guys use Helpdesk or Zendesk or just a general kind of info at, there should be zero emails left in that, and everything is sent out when you leave for the day. So this policy helps to create a culture around making sure that all questions get answered when they come in for that 24-hour period. Now, that doesn't necessarily measure the response time or the quality of answers that you get, but it's a really good baseline that you can go out and start being able to give really good customer support. Now, if you want to take Inbox Zero up to the next level, you're going to get into those analytics aspects. So the big things you want to measure are satisfaction, which is called CSAT, C-S-A-T, and also first response time. And now you can do these and measure these two things easily with a tool like GrooveHQ.com. It's very good customer support, very simple software to use and affordable, or Zendesk, a little bit more expensive, but a lot more customizable. Those two solutions are really great tools to get going with. That's kind of the next level of offering great customer support. Now, if you're seeing that first response time is on average about 10 hours, really shoot for your team to get down to 1 to 2 hours and have someone that's focusing on that. And it's going to be very interesting for you to be able to see that data, as usually it's probably been pretty hidden. Now, the customer satisfaction aspect, what that is that when a ticket or question has been solved, a survey will go out that says, are you happy or not? And if you're happy, that goes up on the board. If you're not, it averages out, and you get a sort of rating of percentage of satisfaction, 90, 95% or so. So really shoot to be above 95 and up. Okay, so now what we do at Printavo is follow a methodology called TAR, TAR. And what that is thanks, acknowledge, and resolve. So for every single question, we want to thank you first for writing in. Thank you for spending the time to let us know about this. Acknowledge the question or problem they've brought up, and then resolve it. So if someone emails in and says, hey, I'd like to get the status of my order, you say, hey, Jane, thanks for writing in. We really appreciate it. I know that you asked for the status of your order, and it is blank. So we thank them, we acknowledge the problem, and we resolve it. This can be applied to every single response. Now, to get really good quality, when you start to use a support type system or a templated email that you can respond back, you can create that intro and you can create that kind of outro. So that, you know, thanks for writing in, or we appreciate the time that you spent letting us know about this. And so you can start to create a kind of baseline to be edited. Now, of course, you do want to edit that so it doesn't sound very robotic, but that's going to help you and your team be able to execute on that. The next big thing that people talk about but isn't always fully created action around is empathy. It's always important for whoever is in this role to have full empathy towards that customer that's writing in. Their mindset should be focused on going the maximum distance to create a happy customer, whether that is a scalable solution and will work or it will not be. Always be empathetic around that. Now, a little trick tip that we use is for missed voicemails, we get those recorded in Zendesk. And so in Zendesk, when someone calls our 800 number, if we either miss the call and or they leave a voicemail, it's recorded so that we can return it back. Now, if we can't get a hold of them, we've set it up so that it will text them and also let them know, hey, we would try to return your voicemail and we'd love to still be able to help. Just respond back. And Zendesk will actually help us be able to accept those text messages and then be able to respond back there too. Now you start to see that there's all these channels, right? Shops receive so many different messages from channels, Instagram, text message, this email, that email, people stopping in. And to manage Facebook Messenger is now another big one. To manage all of those questions and inquiries, a tool like Zendesk or Groove can help you connect all of those different channels together so you have one inbox. So helpful, and you'll realize the time that you spend and missed leads that you have lost are not going to happen again because you can keep track of it. That's huge. And then the last thing is that when you're evaluating a tool to hop off, because eventually one email inbox isn't going to cut it, when you're evaluating a tool, try to shy away from as much what the cost is going to be. And if you're really stuck on that, truly look at the time spent and the headaches and the miscommunication caused by one inbox, and then you can easily be able to calculate a dollar amount of how many hours that's cost of time wasted, and multiply that by, call it 20 to 25 for the week, times an hourly cost of someone that's spending on that. And you'll realize soon that the monthly cost of a tool won't be very much compared to that. So those are some tips and things that we've evolved through at Printavo, and hopefully you guys can learn from them quicker than we did. And we hope that helps. If you do have questions or are looking for more tips, leave a comment below. We'd love to chat.